Julie from Georgia says, I have a big problem with pride, and I think Julie is not alone in that. I'm always in competition with others, and I think I'm better than those who don't make the best decisions in life. I compare myself to them by looking for their incompetence. I won't ask someone for help or even admit that I may not have it all together. How can you help me?
Well, she's further ahead than most of us. At least
she said all this.
At least she knows what her problem is.
Right.
And so I think that kind of honesty with God has to ultimately bring breakthrough.
Totally agree.
And I think her only answer really is to continue praying about this and studying in the Word of God, and deliverance and freedom will come to her little by little. And I think that's the part that's hard for us, because we want it all at one time. And, you know, pride is a huge problem in a lot of our lives. And interestingly enough, she does see it. Most people who have a problem with pride are too proud to admit.
Right.
I mean, pride is, very nature of pride itself is to refuse to admit that it exists.
Right.
And so I'm really proud of somebody who says, you know, I have a problem with pride, and I do this, and I do this, and I do this, and this, and this. Well, so she already knows the tendencies that she has, so she's way ahead of those of us that are still blind and not even seeing what's wrong. So I don't know that I'd feel too bad about myself if I were her. I think she's
making some headway.
I think she's a long way down the road, and if she's that honest, let me say again, she will get there.
Yeah. Dealing with pride is so difficult because of exactly what you said. Pride fights against dealing with pride.
Right.
But what you're saying about surrendering, being a day-by-day, moment-by-moment choice, because my pride fires back up, and then I have to surrender again. So it is an ongoing battle.
And each time it can be really hard to admit that it is an issue with pride. You know, I used to teasingly say, you know, I have to hide some of my teaching series under different titles. You know, make it sound like it's something inviting, because, I mean, if I would do a series of teachings called Facing Your Issues with Pride, most people would be too proud to pick it up, lest somebody think they needed it. And pride is really the sin that Satan had that caused him to get kicked out of heaven. And so that great I, you know, is, it's really the root of all sin.
It is.
You know, it's like, it's always, you know, I, me, you know.
Yeah. And when we feel like surrender's a bad word.
Right.
You know, we don't surrender. That is that pride coming up. We do surrender to the right things.
Yeah.
So.
Isn't it interesting that we're all so intent on wanting to be right?
Mm-hmm.
My son, my older son, who works here, and he admittedly had an issue in this area, and he said, it took me a lot of years, but I finally found out that being right is highly overrated. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like the things that we do, the relationships we ruin, the people that we anger just to be right, and is it really that important?
Mm-hmm.
You know, do I really get that much out of being right? And I think I finally realized that if I don't have to argue with you about whether I'm right or not, because if God needs me to be seen to be in the right, then He can take care of that. I don't have to try to do it for Him.
Yeah.
So humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and in due time He will exalt you. And I always say, God invites you to humble yourself, but if you don't, He'll be happy to do it for you.
Nobody wants that.
And that's not very pleasant.
We hope you enjoyed this teaching. To get more from Joyce, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss a thing.